This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In part today by the Bee the Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum. The folks at Oasis have that Bee the Buffalo spirit all throughout the Bakken, and of course, they know North Dakotans do too. Into the storm, into the storm. Sort of what we're doing on this trade deal right now. China, into the storm. You could run from the storm like every other leader did trying to negotiate a deal with China. You could just run away. Just go the opposite direction of the storm. No, into the storm they go. And if you see somebody that you say, boy, that's the Bee the Buffalo spirit if I've ever seen it, all you do is call us at 855-200-1776, extension 6. And leave us their name, where you saw them. Just give us the 411 on it all, and we'll get them in the mix for the Oasis Petroleum Bee the Buffalo Hotline, okay? All right, bottom of the hour, more on the trade deal with Japan that nobody wants to report on. They don't report on the fact Nancy Pelosi's sitting on a nice boost in the GDP and the market. Sitting on it. It's nowhere. They don't report on Japan, our third largest agriculture trading partner. Number three. Nowhere. No, what they do is report on things that are not true, like we're going into recession. There's one. Anyway, Daryl Leese, North Dakota Farm Bureau, will be here to talk a little bit about the trade deal and also whether farmers and growers are getting jittery. And thank you for the texts, emails, and calls that have come in so far. I've not found anybody that said, no, I'm done. My threshold of pain is done. Too much debt. Prices... Not reacting favorably to this trade deal. I'm done. I'm out. Folding the cards. Nobody's saying cash it in. So thank you for that. Keep that coming because it's important we get the facts out there. You know what else is important? That there are more Republicans than Democrats in the United States Senate. Can you imagine right now if we didn't have a Republican Senate, what Donald Trump would be faced with trying to get things done? One of the reasons that I was thrilled to hear the news last week, that Jason Lewis, a fellow radio talk show host and former member of Congress from Minnesota, was running for the U.S. Senate in the Republican nomination. He's cleared the field. Republicans said, no, Jason wants it. I'm out. I'm gone. So that's nice. He can focus right on the incumbent for a short period of time, Tina Smith. Jason, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Scott, always a pleasure. You know, it wasn't that many years ago when you or I were running around back and out in Williston Way and talking about the great energy renaissance. We're now energy exporters, something that in the Carter era was impossible. We've done it, but it's important we keep those policies going if we want to continue with that expansion, and that's why the Senate, as you say, is surely the last firewall for freedom. If that goes south, it will not be a pleasant development, which is why I decided to take on arguably one of the most liberal senators in the country, if not the most liberal, 100% ratings from every left-wing organization, and went on the Senate floor, Tina Smith did, to defend the governor of Virginia when he described how post-birth abortion would take place. So we've got our hands full in Minnesota, but I think the tide is changing. As Bob Dylan used to say, the times, they are changing.
The times, they are changing. Exactly right. You know what else I think is neat to watch? A new wave of Senate, style, I'll say. coming in. You know, sort of the old guard, this Republican and Democrat alike that's been there a long, long time. The Pat Roberts, the Lamar Alexanders, the, you know, Charles Grassley's being replaced with the Kevin Kramers and
I was just going to say, your senator is on the forefront of that. My old House colleague, Kevin Kramer, is doing a great job in the other chamber. But as you say, bringing in a new approach that says we're not just caretakers for the status quo. We are going to change things. We are going to move in a direction that will have a profound impact on Americans. Now, imagine, you know, Senator Kramer there versus Senator Smith. I mean, it's this is an inflection point. This is what Reagan used to say, a choice, or Goldwater, in fact, a choice, not an echo, a time for choosing, to quote Reagan. It couldn't be more clear. The battle lines cannot be drawn in a more clear way.
So, talk about this battle and how you win it. I mean, unfortunately, I think a lot of us have seen Minnesota turn into the Twin Cities and pockets of intense blue liberalism, right? Radical liberalism. And then, you know, the less populated, but certainly, you know, common sense red, you know, largely Western Northwestern Minnesota being the difference, and the really just a matter of more of them than there are of us, and this is a really tough battle. Is that still the Minnesota you face?
Well, a little bit. I would argue that those same media folks that are trying to talk us into a recession. Remember 1992 when Bill Clinton was running around saying it's the worst economy in 50 years. Only after Clinton beat Bush 41 did we realize actually it wasn't the worst economy in 50 years. It wasn't even close. It was a fabricated recession. And they're trying to do the same thing now. And these are the same folks that are saying, oh, Minnesota is blue. Look, there are Minnesota's like every other state, whether it's Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia or New York, California, Colorado and Denver. The urban core is turning deep blue, which is driving the rest of the state red in big numbers. I have never seen Minnesota more red in greater Minnesota than in my life. And what you look at, when you include not only the 7th District up in the northwest Minnesota, but also the 8th District, the Iron Range, which the Democratic left is trying to put out of business, out of work, you're starting to see a real cultural shift, you know, between the geographic areas, to be sure. But for years and years, Scott, we would battle the hard left to a draw, and then the 8th District would come in, James Oberstar's district, except for one short reprieve was Democrat since 1947. Remember, President Obama won the 8th district handily in 2012. Trump wins it by 15 points. So this notion that Minnesota is this reliably, you know, cold California just isn't true. Obviously, Nixon won in 72 in the landslide, but Reagan would have easily won had Mondale not been on the ticket. And even with that, they only lost by a few thousand votes. You had Senator Coleman, Senator Grahams. You've got Rudy Boschwitz, who was a senator. You've got Tom Emmer almost knocking off the gubernatorial race. So if you look at 2016 and the president losing by just 44,000 votes, I don't know how else you define a swing state than 44,000 votes.
No, that's a very good point. Trump has changed that, at least the narrative. I mean, Ken, when you look how close he came in that election, and clearly it bugs the daylights out of him. So that's another thing in your favor, Jason. He's going to be here a lot, and that means big crowds and people. You know, look at the crowds Trump has drawn in Minnesota. Phenomenal.
No question about it. It's very much like Pennsylvania. Romney outperformed Trump in a big way in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in the urban area, like Romney outperformed Trump in Minneapolis and St. Paul. But Trump ended up winning Pennsylvania, where Romney lost. Same phenomenon is going to happen in Minnesota, because as the squad, Ilhan Omar and AOC, go further and further off the lunatic left, the rest of Minnesota looks at that and says, we don't want anything to do with it. And so I actually think they're driving Minnesotans into the red column. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying it's not going to be a tough swing state. But as you point out, Scott, the president understands he needs a state in reserve. The NRSC should understand they need a state in reserve. They may not win every state. The Senate may not keep every state. So they better have one or two they can flip, and Minnesota's right in that wheelhouse.
What do you need to win?
Well, money. I think, unfortunately, the fact is, a barometer is how much money you can raise. And I have to say, I won't reveal any numbers, but the reaction to my announcement last Thursday fundraising and otherwise has been very, very encouraging. So that's good, but we got to keep that up. And then we have to make certain that people understand what's at stake in this election. You understand it. I understand it. But when you're talking about a party that is advocating the abolishment of ICE, banning air travel, and eliminating private health insurance, talking about transforming the world's greatest economy into Venezuela and boasting about it, you know you've reached a point where we're at a crossroads. Crossroads for Minnesota, crossroads for North Dakota, crossroads for the United States. And the Senate, as you pointed out, is the last firewall for freedom. That's what's at stake here, and that's what people have to understand.
So do you do that in a grassroots level? Others that have run for this on the Republican ticket have raised compared to what you need to raise? Tell me what the math is here.
No, we mobilize greater Minnesota, and we outperform in greater Minnesota. So up in Detroit Lakes, we are going to outperform. Down in the 1st District with Jim Hagedorn, we're going to outperform. Up in the 8th, which now as a Republican congressman, we're going to go up there and proudly say, build Enbridge Pipeline, a dilapidated pipeline dating back to the 60s that needs an upgrade, and only the Elizabeth Warren radical environmental left would oppose it. We're going to say, let those miners earn a living and put their kids through college. We're
That's amazing, yeah.
Take the
hold tight if you want, Jason. More coming up with Jason Lewis after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go
away.
We're
Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You know what CJ's doing today, don't you? At Dak Diesel? He's hanging out with his dog.
Wrenching.
It's National Dog Day, so he doesn't have time for the wrenches today. He's going to take care of the dog. It's Dog Day. You going to do something special for your dog today?
I don't have a pupper, so we've been thinking about it. But
come on, Jeff.
I know we're foster dog parents, so to a lot of friends.
Are you? Yeah. Well, that's good.
We're always there. Yeah. We love the dogs.
Yeah, we have Hudson, who's a he's a Labradoodle. He's kind of the big deal in the house. You know, he's the bigger of all the dogs and rules the roost a little bit. We have Herbie, who's a little Bichon Terrier, and then we have Finn. Finn's the new one. Sheep-a-doodle. Yeah. You've made fun of these sheep-a-doodles before, Kevin. You're familiar with the sheep-a-doodle?
Lovely.
Yeah.
I love both your dogs. They're awesome.
All three?
Three of them. That's right. You got the little one there, too. That's right.
Yeah,
that's...
you're dissing one of them there. That's right.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, as I said, CJ and the team at Dak Diesel celebrating Dog Day. And also celebrating the fact that they can get it done. You got diesel engines, tractors, semis, trucks, whatever it is. The folks at Dac Diesel can check that box for you and get it done. CJ and his team, all things diesel. That's what they do. Out of Bismarck, but now folks coming from all over to have them do the job. 701-258-5011 for all of your diesel repair and maintenance needs. DacDiesel.com. Back with more with Jason Lewis. Senate candidate, a Republican Senate candidate in Minnesota. I have an idea for you, Jason.
Yeah.
And you talked about earlier, yeah, it does not include anything new to the dogs. But Nancy Pelosi right now, could significantly contribute to GDP growth and boosting the economy with this free trade deal. Colin Peterson.
I've been mentioning that all weekend long, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. But these people are worried about trade, and we all are. Why are they sitting on that?
Why are they sitting on it? It's just about her playing a political game. I'm sure trying to leverage something out of it, you know.
It certainly doesn't do their argument much good. If they're really worried about China, as you point out, and we all are, we want to get a better deal as the end game. But that's a legitimate concern. But it's not legitimate if you're sitting on another trade deal that's the ink is dry on, it's ready to go, everybody supports it, it could be implemented tomorrow, but you don't want the president to have a win. Well, then your real concern really isn't over trade, is it?
No, of course not. They're exposed here. The other thing, Colin Peterson, chair of the House Ag Committee, supports the USMCA, but beyond going to Farm Fest and, you know, mumbling something about how he supports it, and next to Sonny Perdue, you know, and a press release, there's done nothing. So here's my idea. You come up with a couple of, you've seen those President Trump cutouts before, right? Get a Pelosi and a Peterson cutout, and you travel the 7th District, which essentially is all of western Minnesota, but for a little tiny corner in the southeast there, and see if we can't, you know, get a little pressure on them, get people to actually recognize they're holding back. They're sticking at the farmers and ranchers right now. I mean, our biggest trading partners are Mexico and Canada, and they, Nancy Pelosi and Colin Peterson, because I guarantee if Colin Peterson said, hey, Pelosi, the heat's on in the 7th District, you got to do this, it would move the ball. Instead, it's radio silence. So I'm thinking, pressure needs to go on. And I think the Republican leadership has done a terrible job of putting the pressure on them. Why are we getting our head handed to us every time there's a cough in China over this negotiation, but not recognizing China is you know.
Well, but Scott, you know, in defense of their leadership, same reason that nobody's talking about Japan, which is a huge trading partner, and this tentative new deal we've got, it's very, very difficult to get through the cacophony of a liberal press corps that has decided it is the opposition research arm for the Democrat Party. They are deliberately filtering news. They are deliberately providing a gateway for all Democrats. And if it weren't for the Scott Hemmings Show or a number of other talk radio programs or one or two newspapers, none of this news would get out. And that is an existential problem for conservatism. It's only the power of our ideas and the power of free enterprise and the power of choice to be what you want to be that gives us the advantage. It's great being right on the issue.
I 100% agree with you on the media's role. But I also hate being a victim, and I don't think that Republicans in general fight the fight well enough. It's sort of like, well, they're not going to do anything. In other words, why isn't every time the president's asked about trade, he holds up hashtag USMCA? I don't know. I don't care how he does it. Same with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. I mean, come on. You're getting asked constantly
I was on three programs this weekend after the announcement, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and each one of those, the USMCA, was a prominent fixture in the conversation.
Well, I know you are. And that's why we want you in the U.S. Senate, without question. I just think that...
I think the tide is changing. I really do. I think that in the 7th District, I think it's going Republican this cycle.
Well, that will be something to see. I mean, I think Colin Peterson is a little tired. There's no doubt about that. Let's get Dave and Streeter in here. Go ahead, Dave. Question on China. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Well, I hear all the talk about China and Trump holding the facts here down on this trade deal, and I'm a small rancher from North Dakota, and we're struggling out here, and I agree, you know, that it's tough times right now, but nobody's talked about the quality of the products that China's selling us. You go and buy auto parts or tractor parts, and everything's from China, and nothing stands up, so you end up changing. Just for an example, my son put 4 water pumps in his truck already because they don't stand up. So it's like, what good is a lifetime warranty, you know, if the products we're getting from there are junk?
Very interesting point, and I've heard that from others as well. Why do we, you know, why do we outsource them there? Something as important as that.
And the thing is, we can't even get parts from other countries half the time. I mean, eventually, every once in a while, you find a part that's made in Mexico or some other place. At least the Japanese cars that we're getting are quality cars. So go Japan. That's my comment, Scott.
One little sliver there. Anything on that, Jason?
Well, there are lots of other considerations here. You've got a situation where they're stealing our intellectual property. So one day you wake up with Silicon Valley being located in Shanghai. You've got a situation where the massive trade deficits were running $400 billion are not resulting in more investment in the United States. The Chinese are taking that money and funding government programs by buying T-bills. So there's no real economic benefit to this capital surplus we're running with China. So the caller makes a good point. This is about being America first, about doing what's right. They still call it communist China for a reason. And the reason is they are taking people that escaped the prisons or the mainland in Hong Kong and demanding they be extradited back to those gulags. At some point, you've got to stand up to this.
Dave, keep the chin up. Appreciate the call very much, and appreciate your support for this effort. That's when your mettle is tested, and many farmers and ranchers are going through rough times right now and yet continue to say this is a long game. And we do not have a United States Senate candidate up in North Dakota in the next election, so I think North Dakotans ought to adopt Jason Lewis's race and make sure it happens. And I am looking forward to the next 2 years. It's going to be fascinating to watch this happen. Jason, wish you all the best of luck, and we'll talk.
Thank you. It's Lewis for MN. Lewis for MN.
Yeah, give him a couple bucks, folks. Lewis for MN. .com. Are we going to hear you on Rush anymore now? That'd be a good place to raise a few bucks, too.
I don't know. Maybe as a guest, huh?
There you go. Exactly. There you go. Perfect. All right, ma'am. Thanks a bunch, Jason Lewis.
Thanks,
Senate
God.
Candidate, you bet. Farm Bureau President.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Going to chat with Dear Elise, North Dakota Farm Bureau President, in just a moment. Welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments about the trade deals, specifically China. Should the president continue? Or are you in the cut a deal, cut a deal, cut a deal, cut a deal camp? Stay the course? Or cut a deal because the heat's too hot in the kitchen? That question for farmers and ranchers. Getting some great answers today. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, brought to you by High Plains Apache, home of the Apache Sprayer. Right now, High Plains Apache has some great models in. 2019s, 2020 soon. New 40 series of Apache Sprayers are great. New look, new features. They also have some used sprayers on hand. Sprayers are your best friend. It's your best friend. Think how often you're using that. And when you need support, you want support from folks that know sprayers. That's what they do. Sprayers, spray application. High Plains Apache, Mandan, Frontier south of Fargo, and in online, rather, at highplainsapache.com. President Trump is taking some questions from the audience today in the U.K. No, he's in France, sorry. For the G7 summit that they're wrapping up. And there was a joint press conference, and then he stuck around for questions just from the U.S. media. He's taking those now. Let's listen in a little.
You or Hall, Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
I think we're going to have just, look, France is a great nation. It's being run, a lot of things are happening. You know, it's not easy what he's doing. He's changing certain ways. It's a very hard thing to do. I won't get into it. I'm going to let him sell his ideas, but a lot of people don't disagree with his ideas. But it's a very hard thing to do. If you're a great citizen of France, you love your country, but you want to do the way you've been doing it for a long time. But maybe that's not working, and maybe they have to do what he has to do. I think he's going to do a fantastic job, but it's very tough for him. I know how tough it is for him. He's been having a hard time, and nobody would have an easy time. But I do believe he's doing the right thing. Boris is different. It's a different kind of a deal. Boris has to try and do something with Brexit. It's very tough. I deal with the EU. The EU is, that's a very, very strong group of people. They have their ideas, and they're not easy to deal with, I will tell you. We're very close to making a deal, by the way, with the EU. I have to say this. We made a great deal with Japan, and we're very close to maybe making a deal with the EU because they don't want tariffs. It's very simple. They don't want to tax cars. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, they don't need a 20% or a 25% tax. But we're very close. I think we're going to make a deal with the EU without having to go that route. I may have to go that route, but maybe not. We're going to have a deal, a really fair deal, but the EU is another one. We've been losing $180 billion a year for many years. That's a lot of money. How much can you take out of the piggy bank, right?
But the alliance, which alliance will be more important, with the EU or with Britain?
Both. I don't want to say which. Look, I think that we have been with, I guess it would start off by saying England, right? You know, I asked Boris, where's England? What's happening with England? They don't use it too much anymore. We talked about it. It was very interesting. But the United Kingdom is a great, incredible place. It's an incredible nation. And it's, you know, been one of our tremendous allies. And another one happens to be Australia. He was here also, Scott. He is fantastic. In fact, we're honoring him in Australia at the White House in a very short period of time. But I think that, excuse me?
Will you visit Australia?
At some point I will, yeah. At some point I will. Also Germany. Angela asked me to visit Germany. We're going to be doing that too. So I just think they're very different. And they're going to be going at it for a little while, but ultimately probably it works out. They may have to get out. They may not make a deal. The European Union is very tough to make deals with. Very, very tough. Just ask Theresa May.
All right. That's President Trump in France, a little bit of what he's talking about on these trade deals. And he doesn't mind these questions. I don't know if there's anybody more transparent. He just continues to take them. It's funny because the press conference was, again, him and the Prime Minister of France, and then he stayed there, and they keep asking questions. So they can leave. I'll keep doing this. All right, we're back on What's On Your Mind. Daryl Lease is here, President of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Scott. How are all the listeners doing out there on this great week?
Well,
have you had good calls?
Yeah, we have. It's been very interesting. The calls and the emails and the texts have all been, I think, instructive. I think the one takeaway I get from it a little bit is that, we are a product of our own success here, and maybe a victim of our own success, in that, you know, the amount of innovation that's led to the amount of production that has happened. Means obviously you got pressure on prices, and then when trade deals are not exactly automatic and not the best, that maybe it's a challenging time. But I don't get the sense from people that there is a level of okay, we're done, we've met our pain threshold, right? I think jittery, yes, concerned, yes, but that's at least from the read I get this morning in asking farmers and ranchers here. What about you? What's your take?
Well, I think that's a pretty good analysis. I think there is, you know, obviously the longer things drag out, the more depressed commodity prices stay. There is a little more anxiousness out there. But I still think that the core, you know, group of people in the heartland of America, the farmers and ranchers, want deals that are fair to us. They want these things fixed that have been misguided over the many decades, quite frankly, and they want the best outcome possible. And you know, never probably a good time to take on these trade issues and to renegotiate them. It just so happened that we were in a time frame with a president and an administration and people around him that were willing to take these things on and correct the bad things in them and make things right, happened to be at the same time where we're at record levels of production. And, you know, last year was 33-year high of record ending stocks for soybeans. And so, you know, I think it was kind of the perfect storm, so to speak. But I think at the end of the storm, when we have things like happened over the weekend with an agreement with, you know, Japan on the verge of being signed here sometime in the first part, if not before September, the way it sounds, and we've got the USMCA laying on the table on Nancy Pelosi's desk that, you know, has already been ratified by Mexico. Canada's wanting to do it, but they're kind of waiting to see what our politicians do. And so we've got Democrat leadership that on one side is saying, oh, Trump is killing you farmers. Trump is killing you farmers out there with this trade thing, when they're holding an agreement that's already been agreed to in part. So, you know, I think that these things that are, I mean, there's things happening. I think President Trump just said that he feels there's going to be a big trade deal with the EU shortly in his interview that he did on TV here, that, or the questions he's answering just here in the last half hour.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about these things, and you don't see the mainstream media talking about how positive a deal with Japan is right now.
Of course not. And again, we're going to grow old if we wait around for the mainstream media to acknowledge anything positive about Donald Trump. It won't happen. And for that matter, most any Republican. They're an arm of the Democratic liberal apparatus and the swamp in this country. They just are. So, you know, I just think we have to figure out another way to get this information out. And I think, you know, Trump needs some allies right now, honestly, because everybody's jittery. Everybody's nervous. And, you know, somebody not long ago told me about the book, The 100-Year Marathon. And it was a book written by Michael Pillsbury, who's a guy who's been around think tanks and the Center for Chinese Strategy at the Hudson Institute for a lot of years. Smart guy, you know, Council Foreign Relations, blah, 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 typical sort of, you know, egghead in the D.C. Beltway that watches this stuff. And, you know, he writes in his book that for more than 40 years, we have helped China develop a booming economy, right? And then they then take the place on the world stage. Now, we did this because we thought, well, we're going to cooperate with them. We're going to be diplomatic and we're going to have free trade and this will be a good thing. But they had a different plan. And their plan was to say, you're no longer the world's dominant power, U.S. We are. And they want to do it by 2049, the 100th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic. And this guy has had decades of contact with the hawks in China's military and intel. He can translate their documents, their speeches, and their books to see all this unfolding. Now, so all of us should be on Team U.S. versus Team China, right? But I don't think we are, Daryl. Not you and I are, but there's a lot of other folks, a lot of other Americans in a different political party and member of the media that are not cheering for the U.S. to win this.
Well, and let's be honest. There are those within the Republican Party that had the Republican Party united behind fixing these issues that we've had with China and trade and stealing our intelligence and refusing our corn at their ports because of a technology that they agreed to verbally, but well, no, when it hit the docks, they're going to discount it bucks before they would buy it. If we would have, as Republicans in this country, would have stood behind in unison, would have made the negotiations with China a whole lot different. And if even part of the other side would have stood by it, China wouldn't be able to put this off like they are. Now, there's reports out there that China's currency has fallen to an 11-year low, an extreme low. And there are people, and I'm hearing this from people that have been over there, have visited over there, that are economists, that are professionals, that are do consulting work over there, people that do business over there and have things made over there. Their people are getting very, very anxious themselves. It's not just in Hong Kong, but it's in the mainland that people are getting very, very anxious. And they might have a mighty powerful army, but when you're still talking well over a billion people in that country, if a billion people get upset, they're going to have major problems on their hands. I think this trade deal with Japan will help push some of these other countries that we're trying to do deals with, including China, to come to the table and go, before there's no deal left for us to make, we better get in and make one.
Very interesting point. Dean and Bismarck with a question, a couple of emails I want to get your take on, and also more about what this Japan deal means for North Dakota farmers and ranchers. Stay tuned, if you would. We'll continue after this timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wireline, remind you, if you need wireline, call, they'll go. Dickinson, Williston locations, they're nearby, and they are a North Dakota company. It's a big, big part of their success, not to mention the decades of experience that they all have right there, but North Dakota's only, North Dakota-owned wireline services. So That's worth something right there. GoldWireLine.com. All right, 11 before the top of the hour, here is John in Minot with a question and comment for Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go ahead, John.
You remember that John Kerry told China not to deal with Trump because Trump was going to get beaten anyway.
All right. We got a little issue going on with your radio in the background there, John. So that's part of the issue. But to his point, clearly China is, despite the pain, and they don't care because the pain goes to the people, right? And they aren't. There's no election, so tough bounce, tough economy. You mentioned earlier that, you know, there's choppy waters, and I saw that Larry Kudlow said yesterday that the economic burden of these tariffs is falling most heavily on China by a factor of 4 or 5 to 1 was his math. But that goes on the people. They don't have to get reelected. So, you know, they can wait out the election, hope Trump doesn't get reelected, and then have a more favorable experience because they want to negotiate with Trump, right?
Well, and that's what China's banking on, and that's what the other side is trying to promote and bank on, too, is try and make it look like that. But, you know, that's why we need President Trump's approval ratings and that to maintain. We need to back the administration. I don't agree with everything that President Trump does. I don't think anyone does. But if you believe that there are huge things at stake in some of these trade deals, now is not the time to change course and jump off the ship. We got to stay on this ship, steer it right at China, aim it right at China and go, okay, we're coming for your court. You want to play in your court? We're going to come play on your court. But this court, we're bringing the refs. And if they don't do a deal before he's elected, once he's reelected, they're doing a coin flip here. Once he's reelected, they're going to have to agree to a lot worse deal for them than they do if they agree before he's reelected.
No question about it. Tell me about what you see in the way of benefits. Memo, by the way, to all of the media that are listening. Here's a North Dakota story. Here is our third largest agriculture trading partner in Japan. President announcing a deal over the weekend with Japan. What are the benefits to farmers and ranchers in North Dakota?
I think the number one primary beneficiary of that is going to be the beef industry. I think our ranchers are going to have huge benefit from that, especially North Dakota ranchers, because North Dakota beef is second to none in the world, okay? We have the elite genetics, the elite flavor, the elite tenderness, the whole nine yards, the whole package. We raise the premium beef that Japan likes to eat. And to think that the feedlots don't understand that, if anyone doesn't believe the feedlots understand that, the feedlots understand we're the best beef in the world. The Northern Plains beef is the best beef in the world. And our ranchers here in North Dakota, we've got some of the top genetic producers, the base producers for genetics all around the world are right here in North Dakota. But when you only use samplings of them around the rest of the world, you don't get the full genetic package. We use the whole package here. Our cow-calf operators out there, our backgrounders in that, they use the feedstuffs that are good that make that beef. When they go to them feedlots and they go to the slaughterhouses, that beef is the beef that's heading over to Japan. And I tell you what, I think our ranchers are going to benefit very, very well in this. And if ranchers do well in this state, that helps your grain farmers do well because there's more grains being utilized. It might allow some of our ranchers to restock some areas and expand a little bit. It might offer opportunity for people to come back to the family farm and ranch, and maybe they haven't had cattle for some years, to maybe introduce some cattle again, because having that market being on a level playing field of what would have taken almost 15 to 16 years, by the way, to do if we'd have been in TPP, is going to be done in one stroke here of lowering that tariff from 38.5% to 9%. That is huge.
Another text, when you pick a fight with a bully, you can't back down. The U.S. needs to be the one that throws the knockout punch. Stay the course. hearing a lot of that.
Amen.
Yeah, Scott, they should cut a deal and slowly wean off anything to do with China. There are many countries out there that would take over China's spot eventually. Do we need China?
I think we need everyone. I think we need to be the one who supplies the world with the food. I think that is our part of our big strong point. I think that is what we do very well. We've got the best farmers and ranchers in the world right here in the United States. I think we need to be that one that has that leverage with any country that we can. So, yes, I think China is very important, not only from that standpoint, but you got to take a look at their population. If we want to be able to expand, if we want to use what's being produced because of all the ingenuity and technological advances and all the great things that we're putting out more with less resources used here in the United States, if we want that to continue, and we want that stability in our country because that provides us food at the same time here, and I'm sorry, but food is part of national security, but that makes China important to have.
Daryl, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much, as always, and we'll continue to, by the way, farmers, ranchers, keep the comments coming. Keep them coming. I think we need to hear that. Everybody needs to hear that, so please. Appreciate that very much. Daryl, thanks a bunch. President of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Daryl East, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow, Stephen Moore, the overall economy.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months, plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringnd.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.